back, baby. On August 10th, spend the day with 14 local Vancouver acts, headlined by the Golden Age of Wrestling and actors. This year, you can attend your favorite indie music festival with no cost whatsoever. That's right, admission is free. In the East Side's very own Strathcona neighborhood, Summerlight is here to give new artists a chance to bring vibrancy to a part of Vancouver that so many artists call home. Summerlight Festival is brought to you by Light Organ Records. We can't wait to see you on August 10th.
Welcome. I'm Nancy Joaquin.
Do Tamsi. Ichuao. Iswao.
Ahlo, sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai Tai Tan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YAA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Good evening. You are listening to Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting today from stolen, unceded, traditional Musqueam territories on UBC campus. My name is Nolzi, host of Mixotroph. That's the show today. The finest in world music, interviews, history, and sonic explorations. And today's episode is going to be a bit different from what we usually do. So first for me, I'm doing a concert review, and another thing is this is pre-recorded. This is past me speaking right now. So what I'm going to be doing today is talking about Hermanos Gutierrez's recent performance at the Orpheum Theatre on August 8th. They graciously gave me some tickets and I was able to go experience that. And that's sort of what we're hearing on the background is another live set from, not this recent one, but another performance that they've done recently. So, Hermanos Gutierrez is a duo of two brothers, Estefan and Alejandro Gutierrez. Estefan plays percussion and guitar, and Alejandro plays lap steel and guitar. And these two have a very distinct instrumental sound that is evocative of spaghetti westerns or a beautiful sunset in the middle of the desert. If you like Krungbin, Ennio Morricone, and Buena Vista Social Club, you might like these two. They began in 2017 after being signed to the Easy Eye Sound label, owned by Dan Auerbach, guitarist and vocalist of the Black Keys, and their first release was the album 8 años in 2017. And Dan and Auerbach actually produced their most recent album, Sonidos Cosmicos, which they were performing a lot of tracks from this new album at the Orpheum Theatre. So listening to this first album of theirs is we sort of see them exploring their different influences within Latin music and diverse styles and Western music. We recognize chord progressions and rhythmic patterns from styles such as salsa, flamenco, and other folk styles. And one clear influence that I hear in their playing that they've also acknowledged is that of Gustavo Santaolalla, who is an absolute legend in Latin rock. He was the guitar player in the band Arco Iris, and he also composed music for the game The Last of Us, as well as the TV series adaptation. So the theme for this kind of has a very similar vibe to what Hermanos Gutierrez sort of creates, with their really stripped back atmospheric sounds that are very very dynamic and emotionally rich. That's like kind of creating these feelings that are hard to really articulate clearly. So Santaolalla's finger-picking styles of repetitive triplets on the guitar and sort of slight variations of that, I see that a lot in what Hermanos Gutierrez sort of plays and the music they create, and are a big part of this kind of vast trance-like musical space that the pair creates. So if you listen to this extract from Gustavo Santaolalla playing live music of The Last of Us at the Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires, Argentina, you'll hear a bit what I mean. And in this performance, he's playing the traditional Bolivian instrument. It's known as the ronroco, and it's sort of modified, similar to the charango, which is a traditional Andean stringed instrument that's in the lute family, but it's like a 10-stringed small guitar that has that's tuned in octaves. So what you hear in Santaolalla's playing is this kind of repetitive motifs that is really effective at creating, you know, kind of this psychedelic sound and repeating these grandiose atmospheric moments in the music that I think is very present in what Hermanos is doing. Interestingly enough, actually, the ronroco was invented by two brothers, Gonzalo and Wilson Hermosa, in 1968, who kind of wanted an alternative to the guitar for their folk music band, something with kind of a deeper sound that... So now that you've gotten a bit of the context around their sound, heard a bit of their influences and how they're sounding live, I'm going to talk a bit about this experience at the Orpheum Theatre that was really, really unique and blew me away. So the setup was very humble. It was just them on two chairs, pedal board in front of them, and the guitars they had around them. They didn't really have anything supplementary. They were just sitting there right in front of the crowd on the stage. They had some backlighting for the Orpheum behind them that was kind of changing colors, beautifully complementing the different songs that they were doing. And their stage presence, just right off the bat, it was just so calm, yet confident and kind of subdued compared to what I've seen from a lot of other Latin American musicians who are usually, you know, full of energy, exuberance, and very animated. But, you know, this was very much setting the scene for a show that we would enjoy seated and just let ourselves be immersed into the music they were making. And so the Esteban and Alejandro were very, very gracious, very calm and composed during the whole set. Were very thankful to the audience for giving them the opportunity to play for them. And I honestly don't think there's a better venue in Vancouver to have these two, because the acoustics in there was just incredible. It was, first of all, I think that they are very cognizant of how we receive sound in our body, and they've really carefully crafted in their music something that is just like so powerful, and that we feel reverberating in our whole body, and both on the low end and on the high end, and just the sort of echo that was really nicely being captured by the Orpheum. That was a high point for me, is just the acoustics of the whole thing. The slight reverb of the rhythmic hitting of the guitar that Esteban plays was really echoing nicely in the Orpheum, and that's something that you'll hear a lot. It's kind of a signature part of their sound, is like this kind of tapping, clicking as he's doing his rhythm guitar playing. And yeah, this was like really nicely accompanied by kind of the simple repeating melodies on the higher ends that he's sort of picking with his fingers, and these kind of slightly muted hollow bass notes on the lower register. Everything in the theater was capturing that really effectively. And I think one track that they played early on in the set that really like hit home for me, that feeling of just they've really figured out their live sound, was Thunderbird, which was just absolutely transcendental. The use of the whammy bar was really nicely used by the musicians at the end of phrases, which sort of had this feeling of mystery and trepidation and just of kind of cosmic power. I absolutely love that track. And yeah, I think Sonido Cosmico is definitely them taking a step forward in their discography, because listening to their first album, Ocho Años, that one was kind of more them feeling out what they liked in different styles and kind of put things together. And then later on, Hijos del Sol was an album that they created after visiting Mexico, desert of northern Mexico, and that sort of really has that deep desert feel, spaghetti western kind of feeling that they've sort of perfected in that album. And then Sonido Cosmico's, I think they're really effectively using the effects that they have. They're using a wah-wah pedal in addition to their kind of standard pedal board, which has a tremolo and an echo pedal and a compressor and a sustain pedal to really have a broad range of sound kind of filling the space. So in Sonido Cosmico, the songs that they were playing then were really really nicely finding new ways to explore their sound. I do think that, you know, that they were saying that that was their intention with that album, is to really go beyond the desert feel that they've already done on the past two albums, that they've really, you know, that's really cemented them. I don't feel like it's that much of a reinvention of that sound in terms of the rhythms and the chord progression, but I do like the way they were using the wah to kind of create this this reverberating kind of crying guitar that was definitely creating a lot of sonic interest. What I picked up just going through their music and listening to them was really how deeply connected to nature a lot of their title tracks referred to, these ideas and people and places that evoke nature, feelings of home, family. And I feel like the music of Hermanos Gutierrez feels very, very much rooted in place, while it's also at the same time like universally accessible. Some of my favorite songs in this vein are El Sol Avenue and Abuelita. And that's, I think, what's a big part of their appeal, is just how you know, personal and genuine their output feels. That's how I was sort of hearing things. Another great highlight from the set was Tres Hermanos, which they recorded with previously mentioned Dan Auerbach. And I feel like this track is really just emblematic of their whole project, and just is so powerfully evocative of a feeling that it could be mournful, it could be hopeful. It's exploring the unknown. And the steel guitar playing throughout was just phenomenal. Esteban's use of the loop pedal as well was really nice. Through that he was able to build kind of layers of sounds, and using percussion as well. I think a main takeaway for me, and something I appreciated, was how simple their performance was. They were dressed, you know, in very simple but classy outfits that kind of hint at their Latin American heritage. They really take away everything that's superfluous, and just bring the focus directly onto the music and the musical world they're creating. And though I really loved the performance, and I really like the Sonido Cosmico album that was recently released, I feel like a lot of their songs are very similar and throughout their discography, and I have trouble differentiating them. And during their performance, I would have liked to hear more explorations of what they can do with auxiliary percussion. I feel like there's a lot of interesting textures that could be brought to make their sound even more interesting and expansive. And you know, I would like to see in future more like venturing out from the Hermanos in terms of from their formula, in terms of rhythms and the way they're building tension in their songs. Like, it would be interesting to hear them kind of build tension in a live performance in a way that is more developed and thought out. That being said, I feel like there, as a listener, I understood their project to be about searching and finding music that brings us to a place, something that can be sort of accessible to whoever. And in this sense, I think they've completely succeeded at doing this, at this Orpheum performance. It was really transformative, and you know, these two have been acclaimed for being able to transport us into the world of a spaghetti western, but I feel like their sound is really an interesting mix of old and new, and kind of bringing them together into this kind of mystical realm. And that's sort of similar to other musicians like Piero Umiliani or Azimuth, the Brazilian fusion group. But I think what makes Hermanos Gutierrez really unique is just how simple their whole setup and their process is. And it's just from that brotherly connection that is definitely very strong. I got that feeling, and the genuine love for the music and what they're producing together. That simplicity is something that was really inspiring, that you don't need a fancy setup. They had a couple pedals, but it's really just them creating this beautiful kind of soundscape. I would also say, in my opinion, the use of the bongos on the loop pedal did feel redundant at times, and they could have done more interesting rhythms with drums, because just they're so locked in rhythmically together on the guitars, and there's that kind of easy, kind of slow, yet, you know, powerful kind of rhythm that they're playing on the guitars, that it's not really that necessary to have another drum rhythm to kind of support that. So yeah, it would be cool in future to hear them kind of find more ways to bring more percussion, as I mentioned, into the mix. The synergy that they have is really incredible, and I thought it was cool how they sort of began playing music was Esteban actually started playing when Alejandro left. So Alejandro is the older brother, 8 years older. When he left the house, Esteban missed sort of the sound of guitar ringing throughout the home, so he sort of picked it up, and then at a certain point they played together, and there was just that connection that is really, if you're a musician, you know that, like, when you build a connection with someone or you already have a connection, that musical relationship is just so strong. And you really hear that throughout the whole performance. They're so in tune with each other, and the dynamic playing of the guitars was really impressive. So that was really, really powerful, the way they were sort of using dynamic playing to sort of expand and contract their sound in the theater. What's going on, Miami? How are you doing? So all in all, I would say I really loved the show. To me, it's their music of Hermanos Gutierrez is about uncovering connections to family, people, places, or ancestry, and really carry that feeling that is complex into their, you know, sound explorations. And yeah, I left the theater feeling really excited to, like, produce something, and feeling like even with limited capacities or instruments or skills that I can create something. And I think that's what I really admire about them, is just showing that just with a connection with another person, there's something really powerful that can come out of that in music that is, you know, admittedly not that complex, but still very powerful. And they've found their sound at this point, and it was really something to hear it at the Orpheum. Like I said, like one of the best places to for them to perform. And one other thing is that it's so in other, you know, elements of their catalog and art, you really feel this simplicity that I mentioned. The music video for Sonido Cosmico, shot on film, really, really nicely kind of captures this feeling of nostalgia that's also mixed with, you know, these explorations of cosmic psychedelic sounds as well. And yeah, their performance, they were just so, you know, calm and composed, which is kind of, which is interesting because often we hear, you know, music that's just so full of bravado and sensationalism, which is, you know, fine to bring attention to the music, but their performance was just so unique in how, you know, quiet they were when they were speaking and how just simple they approached the performance. So yeah, these two, Hermanos Gutierrez, right now they're continuing their tour in Europe. In addition to playing alongside Krungbin, another one of my favorite groups at the moment, but they promised they would come back to Vancouver, so don't be worried if you miss them, but keep an eye out on these two. I'd like to end this segment by playing a couple of my favorite songs from their recent performance, first of which is Low Sun from Sonido Cosmico, released in 2024. And then Rain God by the 2020 album Hijos del Sol. So, yeah, if you have any mezcal, cowboy hats, leather boots, any kind of desert attire, you're, you know, pondering the flight of the eagle in the hot sky, this is the music to do that. So, I'm going to play a couple tracks of theirs. Hope you enjoy, and then we'll be back with some other brother music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we bring to you Los Hermanos Gutierrez performing their new song, Barrio Hustle.
You are listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM. That last track was called Barrio Hustle by Hermanos Gutierrez, who we just covered in a concert review, which was absolutely incredible at the Orpheum a couple days ago. Before that, we heard Rain God off their album Hijos del Sol. And before that, we heard Low Sun, which is another one from their most recent album. Highly recommend you go check it out. It's some really amazing stuff. So for the rest of this radio hour, I wanted to just play some more music that's made by brothers. So yeah, just stay in the theme of hermanos. And this next track that I want to play for you guys is by the legendary Isley Brothers, one of my favorites. And, you know, I'm just going to play a classic, It's Your Thing. If you haven't heard this song, you know, you need to know the song. It's incredible. And Grant Green did a really good cover of that. Check that out as well, too, if you kind of like a jazz guitar kind of reimagining of It's Your Thing. But just going to get a little funky in here, so yeah, this one is called It's Your Thing.
your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. If you want me to love you, maybe I'll wait. Believe me, woman, it ain't no big deal. Oh, you need love now, just as bad as I do. Makes me no difference now who you give your thing to. Oh, it's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you want to do. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you want to do now. I can't tell you who to sock it to.
Yeah.
Better.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM, exploring the music of the many great hermanos and hermanas in music. The first track in that set you heard was It's Your Thing, classic funk track by the Isley Brothers. Then you heard Thankful and Thoughtful by Sly and the Family Stone. And lastly, you heard the LeBron Brothers, Temperatura. That's a great New York-based Puerto Rican salsa group from the 60s. Check them out. Gonna end off this radio hour with a couple more tracks made by siblings. We've got Santo and Johnny, Sleepwalk, and a song I absolutely love by the Carpenters is I'm Caught Between Goodbye and I Love You. That's going to wrap it up for me today. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And I'll see you next time. Mixotroph is on every other Thursday from 4 to 5. And I'm on holiday for a bit, but you know, you'll catch my mate Owen. He does it and he's got pretty good taste. But yeah, have a good night. See ya.
Something to tell you, and I know it won't be easy. I've been thinking these past few days, it might be time to leave. You're like a stranger. Hard to believe.
Born by the edge of town,